Morning. Mercy and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So, when I started my job in Pennsylvania, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, they asked me to come early for this manager's retreat. The new CEO, they had just gotten a new CEO because they were going into bankruptcy. And they had fired about 200, 250 managers, and they had hired a whole bunch of new ones, and one of those hired me. And they said, can you start beginning of September, because we're going to have this retreat, and we want everybody to be there, and the CEO wants all the people to be there, because he's going to lay out his vision for the country, for the company. And so we really want you to, so I left early. I got there, and the CEO had this big introductory speech, and he had a video and everything, and he used a video from the group called The Who, and it was the song, can you guess? Who Are You? You know that song? Who are you? What's your identity? What's your identity as a company? And here he was coming into about 140-year-old company as a new CEO, and he was going to lay out his vision for the company. So, who are you? What's your identity? What's your identity as a company? And, you know, what's your vision, your mission, your values, and we went through all that stuff. And it's like, who are you as a company? Armstrong. Well, about 8 years later, the directors fired him, and he had a going away speech, I guess you'd say, farewell speech, and he gave a copy of it to me to read, and I said, fine. Guess what he showed? He showed the same video. Who are you? Okay, who are you? It's like, who are you now? And it kind of was kind of bookends of his tenure there at the company. Okay. And it kind of defined, you could say it kind of defined him in a way, at least his work experience at the company. So I got a question for you. Who are you? Who are you? And it's not part of the song. But think about it. What's your identity? And it comes, part of it comes from your name. And your name, you know, doesn't say a whole lot about you. If I say, my name's Jeff Nickel, I guess you know that my family name is Nickel. You know, my first name is Jeff, and that means God's peace, but okay. Sometimes people name their kids after, I don't know what. But you don't really know a whole lot about a person. So in our Old Testament reading today from Exodus 3, talks to Moses about who he is and who he is. Moses, first thing Moses says, the interesting thing is, first thing Moses says is, who am I? Who am I that you want to send me off to Egypt? And we have this kind of very interesting discussion between the Lord Almighty and Moses, and kind of Moses feels like he's this itty-bitty guy, you know. Who am I to go? I got thrown out of Egypt 40 years ago. I don't even own my own flocks. I've been tending my father-in-law's flocks. I mean, I live in the basement, my father-in-law, and I'm watching his sheep for 40 years. Who am I? Interestingly, the Lord doesn't say, okay, well, your name is Moses, and He doesn't answer him that way. The Lord says who he is. The Lord gives his identity. And Moses kind of asks him, who shall I say is going to go? The Lord comes to Moses and says, I'm the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob. And by the way, this is what Jesus quotes in the gospel reading. Are we clear on this? I am the God of the living. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they didn't just die and are buried. They're alive and in heaven waiting the resurrection, which comes through Jesus. So God identifies himself to Moses as, I am the God of your fathers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Moses says, who am I to go? And he says, who should I say sent me? I mean, I should give your name. What's your name? Can you at least give me your name? And God says, Yeh Asher Yeh, I am who I am. Tell him, I am sent you. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the God of the living. I am the God who gave a promise to Abraham. I am a God who gave a promise to Isaac. I am the God who gave a promise to Jacob, and all of these promises are going to be fulfilled. I fulfilled them then, I'm fulfilling them now, and I'm going to fulfill them in the future. And you think that you are nothing. And here's the key point. Moses thinks he's nothing. He's little itty-bitty Moses. Who am I to go to Egypt and do all this wondrous thing, lead people out of slavery against the most powerful king in the world at that point? The Lord doesn't say who you are. He says who I am. The Lord says, I am the Lord. I am all powerful. I am the living God. I'm the one who made you. And I will go with you. So it's not who you are to start with. It's who you are in God. When God abides in you, when God lives in you, when he comes to live through you and in you and with you, he can do what he chooses to do through you, even though you feel inadequate, if you feel incapable. You feel like Moses who said, you know, who am I to do this? I'm not even a good speaker. I'm tongue-tied. And the Lord goes through, gives him a whole bunch of signs, but he says, I'm going to be with you. The amazing thing, the powerful thing, is God. He's going to do it all through you. So, when we think that we can't do what the Lord asks us to do, and what's the most difficult thing? To tell other people who God is. We think it's hard. But God comes and he says, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to speak the truth through you. I'll give you the words to say. And all you have to do is to say who God is and who I am through him. And who are you? You are a creature of God, created by God, loved by God, redeemed by God, by Jesus. So after he says, I am who I am, he says, I tell them I am sent you. That word in Hebrew is Yahweh. Yahweh. I am. And a couple millennia later, Jesus comes, whose name means Yahweh saves. Yeshua. Yahweh saves. He comes and he comes to save you, to deliver you, not out of bondage out of Egypt, but out of bondage of sin, to forgive you, to say that you are valued, to say who you are in baptism, where he puts his name on you, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so that you can live eternally. He's not a God of the dead, but he's a God of the living. He gives this to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In his name, amen.